This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
President Obama sat down in Cuba. I'm going to be breaking that down coming up because it illustrates what we're facing. Cubans are fleeing Cuba at record rates, but the average American that's gone to college thinks it's the land of milk and honey. So sad. As long as you call totalitarianism communism, it's okay if you have dictators. Cuba's message to its people, be on your best behavior for Obama. That's the New York Times. Political correctness, you be on your best behavior, we're going to disappear your butt into a forced labor camp. Here's another one. China hides millions of layoffs, jails miners protesting unpaid wages. Well, it's worse than that. They sent in a bunch of troops to kill hundreds and hundreds of miners just in one province. Facebook's Zuckerberg meets with China's propaganda chief. Last year he met with the head of their censorship bureau to help design censorship in China because Facebook is allowed in. With visit, Obama aims to push acrimony with Cuba in the past. Oh, yes. Cuban dissidents criticize Obama's historic visit. President Obama is coming to Cuba. So why are so many Cubans leaving? Well, because it's a heaven. That's why. Cuba's ordering its dissidents to skip meeting with Obama. And we've got Black Lives Matter and all the Soros, MoveOn.org people telling us we're not allowed to protest either because they're going to show up and block our speech, and then Megyn Kelly is going to say that Trump's blocking your speech. Inequity curbs enthusiasm for Obama visits among Cuba's poor. Well, how do you have poor in Cuba? It's communist. You know. Will Obama demand Cuba hand over fugitive cop killer convicted of the 73 execution-style murder of a New Jersey state trooper? The ideological founder, the goddess of the Black Lives Matter movement, that is a racist, anti-white, anti-police organization. And I see so many idiots go, well, there are a lot of problems with the cops. Let's start killing them. All you're going to do is hasten the total police state coming in and wiping out local government to bring in multinational. You see, I spend 17 hours a day, many days, researching this. I know what I'm talking about. And it's so frustrating to sit there and look at slack-jawed leftists and other trash that are stupid and soft and dumb. I just want to say that right now. I look at the left and who they are. They're totalitarians. And they're stupid and they're dumb and they're weak, but they crave bossing people around and having state control. You people would be 10 times worse than the police we currently have. You crave oppression. You crave domination. And you make it so easy which side to choose. Even though I abhor the police state and the problems with our police and government in general, I hate it. My whole life's been about changing it, but I know how the globalists work. They corrupt the system, then they offer the solution, which is something they've created that's many times worse. No, I'm not that stupid. And you've taken our kindness and our restraint for weakness. I just want to say something to all the piles of crap that have infested this country and that hate prosperity. When the globalists turn the electricity off and when the Great Depression begins for real, you people are going to be scapegoated, and you're going to be driven into the ground. And I don't even take any pleasure in that, except maybe through real hardship, you'll learn what you tried to destroy. Because I've done my best to stop you. I've done my best to help you. I've done my best to wake you up. But it's going to be cold, hard reality that's going to show you people who you started a fight with. You have sowed the wind. You're going to reap the whirlwind. One patriot, I don't care what color they are, one person that stands up for true liberty and knows what's going on is worth 100 of you people. You people are a bunch of cowardly, stupid, hateful, parasitic filth. We'll be back with Richard Reeves with big inside intel on the campaign trail and a lot more.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It was foretold by the founders. The Republic could only fall from within. We have now reached that crossroads.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Richard Reeves joins us coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to take two segments of calls. The toll-free number, any issue, long-time callers, first-time callers, disagree, agree, whatever it is, just have a good phone and be ready. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. That's the Sunday show number, not the weekday one. And I'll be back tomorrow, obviously, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I've got a lot of the clips I want to play, special reports as well, but there's an amazing article I mentioned earlier out of the Boston Globe. Vote all you want. The secret government won't change. The people who elect aren't the ones calling the shots, says Tufts University Michael Glendon. And then it goes on to say he's not a conspiracy theorist. No, he's been involved in all these government operations and more, and you know, at the highest levels of government and advising Congress. And he says that we've been taken over by special interests, multinationals that control the bureaucracy, and America has been overthrown. You see, folks, we've done our job. The truth's now out there. Everything we talked about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is now just admitted. And the power structure wants to just change the subject. They want to just make it about different groups of people killing each other and saying Donald Trump's Hitler. Is it going to work? That's up to us. But we have primary voting nearing record turnout with Republicans holding the edge, Miami Herald. Trump is bringing in even more than Reagan did. All the numbers, the actuaries show it. Trump is going to completely dominate a general election already. But they want to just put an old Hillary in, bought and paid for. But listen, whether Trump gets in or not, whether they assassinate him or not, he is a manifestation of the huge awakening that's happening, and that's what's got the power structure so scared. And so that's why they're desperate to start a big infighting civil war in the country, a class warfare, because that's all they've got is a rear guard, scorched earth program. So the country is in the balance right now. Meanwhile, Obama goes to the dictatorship of Cuba. We're going to be getting to that later as well. Then I've got some really important news dealing with the economy. Bernanke says monetary policy reaching its limits. Yes, the QE Unlimited is ending. The world economy is tanking. Will the political elite let us go after the actual power structure and change things? No. They're going to start wars. They're going to start regional skirmishes. They're going to start civil wars. They're going to start riots to distract everybody. It's 101. But you can't tell that to a bunch of arrogant, power-tripping trendies stomping around funded by George Soros just looking for some cop pumping gas to shoot in the back of the head. As if that's going to fix anything. Let's go to Richard Reeves. Richard's been on the road for months following the Donald Trump campaign. He's going to be covering the RNC and DNC for us. David Knight is headed right now to New York and to D.C. and to other areas to cover anti-Trump rallies coming out in the next 2 days. He's driving with our crew. But joining us is Richard Reeves, A, with Inside Baseball on the Trump campaign, breaking here first, the latest on the open call to steal the delegates from Trump, and more. Richard Reeves, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. And I guess let's just start off with the Supreme Court news. My sources are telling me that the Democrat establishment and the right establishment are currently talking about potentially proffering forward Merrick Garland or another left or moderate Supreme Court judge and putting them up and having a hearing and having the affirmation done with the idea of taking the fire out of establishment voters that would come out in November and vote for Donald Trump.
But so can Obama only do that under some type of emergency nuclear option where they claim there's a key case, deadlock 4-4, that the country's in the balance? What would that crisis be, a disputed election? I mean, how would he do that?
Well, they're talking about doing it between now and November, maybe even before the nominating convention in July. I think
specifically, you were telling me this comes from a high-level source. You can't tell us who, but specifically you're hanging around with the RNC people, and this is what's being said.
That's right. That's what's being discussed is, you know, Mitch McConnell, he's putting up a good front right now. He's saying, oh, no, we're not going to do Supreme Court. We're not going to affirm a Supreme Court judge no matter what right now. But the inside baseball is that behind the scenes, they are talking about it because if they can plug in that ninth Supreme Court justice right now, then that diminishes the potential voter turnout in November. And they're perfectly comfortable with the establishment folks are perfectly comfortable with Hillary becoming president. So
well, sure. I mean, Mitch McConnell and all of them said, we're going to go for Hillary. Just showing the arrogance to ignore the popular vote, all of it. Richard, I got to answer you. You were freaking out 8 months ago about this. Got Roger Stone on 7 months ago warning of it. Now it's almost passe for us to talk about it. They're just out in the open saying, oh, yeah, we don't follow popular vote. For the first time ever in history, I mean, this is crazy. Why do you think they're so scared of Trump? I mean, the guy's got some issues. He's not perfect. But, I mean, they have got a dossier on him. And talking to Jerome Corsi, who's known him, all those other insiders, they say Trump was anti-New World Order before I was even on air, Richard. They say that he basically is like a patriot sleeper cell, and that's why they're so scared of him.
That is exactly right. That's exactly what I was going to reiterate is you had Jerome Corsi on Friday. Y'all discussed that on the air, and then later you did a Facebook mentions. That's exactly right. I agree with you. It's just too bad that Mr. Trump is not tech-savvy where he can get on the Internet and learn a lot of this stuff on his own. But nonetheless, he's got good people around him bringing him information, and he knows about the New World Order, like you said. So that's definitely why they're scared is because he has worked on the inside. Think about it. He's dealt with these bankster gangsters for many, many years, and literally he's been able to have his way with them in many occasions. So he knows how that inside baseball operates. And I think he's also on a giant learning curve on these other topics as well.
Well, that's it. Richard, I just can't believe how the media, including Fox News, spins these leftist Soros groups attacking people, running through crowds, running over people, hoping somebody stands up and hits them. And the media acts like Trump is violating somebody's rights when they're the ones clearly doing it. I mean, his campaign had some guys run into people so they grab them by the shirt. What about Hillary launching all these wars and backing ISIS? It's like she kills hundreds of thousands, it's okay, but Trump's campaign manager grabs somebody by the shirt, it's the end of the world.
No, absolutely. And when that's like, you know, we can point towards Hillary and say, all right, we've seen all your failures in the Middle East. Well, we saw your Chicago operation. That backfired and probably won Donald Trump the states in last Super Tuesday, all but Ohio, which is, by the way, that's where the establishment did finally have a limited amount of success. They were able to line up a lot of Marco Rubio voters behind Kasich. They were able to get a certain amount of Ted Cruz voters to go up to Kasich. And that's the only reason. Well, there's actually a third faction that came in and voted for Kasich. And that's where Kasich literally made an appeal to pro illegal immigration folks to come over and vote for him. And so that's how he managed to squirrel out that win in Ohio. It's not because he's so beloved in Ohio by any means.
Well, Kasich is out saying Trump's a conspiracy theorist out of the article right here because he says there might be civil unrest. That's what the Controlled right. Foundation, George Soros-funded billionaire elite are saying with their hordes of idiot college students. And I'm sorry, they are idiots.
Right. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about, you know, Trump made that statement that potentially if there was a brokered slash open contested convention and it was taken away from him, that there would be riots. Well, here's the thing I'll say about Donald Trump. He's right. There are going to be riots, but they're not necessarily the Trump supporters. Here's the big secret, Alex. I've talked about it before on the air many times. The truth about Trump rallies is they're gigantic, absolutely gigantic love fest. They're total love fest, Alex. We'll follow up after the break.
That's right. I want to, exactly. And if you're a quote minority and show up, get ready to be love fested, because this isn't about hating quote people of color. It's about making America free and great again and not letting China have 40%+ tariffs on us. I mean, America is totally getting screwed over, folks. We're a joke.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Waging war, crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got callers from Arizona, the Twin Cities, Omaha, Man, Arizona, Kansas, North Carolina, Planet Earth, Florida, Minnesota, Hollywood, Texas, you name it. Folks, you tell us the city or the state, whatever. We got loaded phones coming up in the next two segments as we end the transmission. Got 40 minutes left to broadcast here. Briefly, we are listener supported. We sell super high quality products, books, films, Patriot apparel, non-GMO seeds, heirloom seeds, shortwave radios, fantastic optics, G-Shock watches, InfoWarsStore.com. And something that's been a bestseller for a year that I've never really talked about until this week are these high-tech antimicrobial colloidal silver impregnated toothbrushes that have bristles that I just love. They cost like $8 at the store. We sell them for $5. It's a $5 value. Free with a bottle of colloidal silver, silver bullet, InfoWarsLife.com. Again, the backup antibiotic or antiviral silver is very, very powerful. This is the best formulation out there from our research. It's the same brand they sell at Whole Foods and other places, just with a different label for about $5 more. So you get it for $5 less and a free toothbrush. So that's $10 less, basically $10 value off of it. And it's just great to have. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a flash sale that's been running since last Thursday that ends tomorrow morning. That's 37% off the Good Halogen True Nation Iodine Survival Shield X2. And we sell a lot of complex nutraceuticals that are brand new game changers like DNA Force, but this is the elephant in the room that people don't have the good iodine in their bodies. Most folks are deficient. And then the bad halogens like bromide, bromine, chlorine, fluoride get into your key tissues and it's game over. This is such a big deal. It's changed my life. I've lost so much weight, but so much healthier. Buy a bottle of it. You know you're just funding the broadcast. You can't lose funding Liberty, but this has really worked so well for me. You may detox in a few weeks taking it, though, so be ready. Is DNA Force back in stock? I didn't know that was back in stock. You can also sign up and get 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, going back to Richard Reeves. Richard, you're getting into these Trump events that are absolute love fest. Even Politico had a big article with one of their pundits endorsing Trump. Saying, look, he is the revolution. He is populism. NAFTA and GATT screwed this country. Look at, and then he quotes all these media things attacking white people that support Trump, making it racial. When it's about people not seeing their jobs, you know, disappear. And just the hatred and the bizarreness of the left, how dirty they are, is even getting leftists to decide to not go with this. This is an epic battle. It's can the establishment defraud the public one more time is the big question. I think Trump's an unknown country to a certain extent. But, man, we know what we've got in place right now. But you've been at scores of these Trump rallies. You see them trying to start the class warfare, the race war. Where do you see all this going, Richard Reeves?
All right. Well, Alex, that is true. Donald Trump events are love fest. I recommend anybody, if you can get to one of these events, you got to go. It is an event to be at. And you're blessed if you can even get in. The folks inside are all about law and order. They don't bother anybody unless somebody bothers them. They're total Second Amendments. You know, Second Amendment folks, don't tread on me folks. And unless the George Soros, Hillbama, MoveOn.org, and Black Lives Matter crew comes in, there aren't any problems. Now, here is the exclusive. You know, here at InfoWars, Alex Jones and the crew tries to specialize in bringing you around the curve, beyond the horizon information. And here's what I've got today, Alex, real quick. Basically, yesterday, Saturday 19th, we had senatorial district conventions here in Texas. And in Bexar County, a lady that I've known for several years was at one of these conventions, and they had two resolutions that came up. One resolution was with regard to gender-neutral bathrooms. They didn't want to have the gender-neutral, politically correct bathrooms, and she was confronted by a guy there that was an infiltrator, obviously, because, I mean, it's no secret what the Republican Party should stand for is Bible-believing Christians, the majority of folks. She was it literally came down to there had to be a police report made on this guy. It's clear to me that the MoveOn.org, the Black Lives Matter people, they're going to try to infiltrate the convention from the inside by sending people to these caucuses and conventions.
That's it. So you're getting reports, you were telling me on the phone, not just in Texas but other places, we need to do an article on this. They're sending infiltrators into the delegate process itself.
Yes, absolutely. It's really shocking. And then
they are so scared of Trump, man. What is the dossier they've got on him? You know, of course, he's been in all sorts of black ops and secret operations and stuff. You know, he's, quote, a private contractor and all the rest of it. But he just said, look, I've known Donald for 40-something years. He knows more than I do and you do, Alex. He knows, quote, everything. And, of course, he kind of uncloaked Friday and just went ahead and said it all.
Right.
That Trump is like a Patriot sleeper cell. That's why they're so scared. And I'm telling you, they are scared of him, man. They are freaking out. I've never seen the power elite internationally freaking out like this. The murdering communist Chinese that have slave factories are telling us he's Hitler and we can't have him. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yes, it is. And the dossier, whatever the dossier is they have on Trump, I think they've already would have exposed anything and everything they
have. No, I mean, in the dossier, they know he's actually a patriot.
Right. Yeah, that's it. But if there was any negative thing that could destroy him, I absolutely think they would have done it. So they don't have that little thing that's going to destroy him at all, I think. And as a matter of fact, what you and I have seen over and over and over again is each attack only makes him stronger. And I just think that that trend is going to continue. But let me go back to this convention thing, because there was another resolution regarding the food preparation at any government-funded institutions. Anything where there's taxpayer dollars, including special facilities for people to wash their feet, things like that, about religious customary things that they do, customs. And there were other people that got upset with that inside that event. So basically, Trump's right about the riots. There's going to be plenty of riots outside no matter what we do. Remember, I was in St. Paul in 2008, and they had big-time riots then over John McCain, who was a total moderate Republican. So you can just imagine the outside of the convention riots are going to happen this year.
Well, the left are government-funded, elite-funded foundation groups to try to terrorize America into submitting. They're a bunch of arrogant, racist bullies, and I'm sick of them.
Well, one thing we can do is we can certainly embark on educating those folks who they work for. I think if they found out that they were working for a billionaire named George Soros, which an arm of that is the Hill-Obama administration, Hillary and Obama and Rahm Emanuel and all those people, if those people really knew who they worked for,
I agree. Josh Owens with you shot video of the Black Lives Matter folks who aren't complete racist idiots. When they actually ran to Trump supporters, hugging them, holding their hands, saying, look, we don't hate you. They got tears in their eyes and couldn't believe it. So I hope folks don't just mindlessly fight with each other. But the agitators, they are working for George Soros and know what they're doing. And it's just crazy. I mean, it is crazy that black unemployment's doubled under Obama. And they just say that Donald Trump doesn't like black people when he's well known to promote minorities and women in his organizations. It's just, it's pure bull. It's just not true.
Well, for those on the left that are listening, the Trump supporters are very willing to reach out to him with love and a hand up. They're very friendly to the crowd. As long as the Move On and Black Lives Matter .org people, as long as they're not attacking, they're perfectly happy.
Well, it's just like at our abortion protest where the communists showed up, linked arms, and ran over us, saying, excuse us,
right,
let us through. They told the cops we attacked them. And the cops watched the footage and handcuffed them.
That's...
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going right to your phone calls here in about 30 seconds. And then I want to get more into Obama's Cuba visit briefly, because they have a guarantee of housing there, guarantee of doctors, guarantee of cars. They have the biggest homeless population per capita probably in the world. The buildings are all falling down. They don't fix the buildings. They build new government shelters where you then live in a government commune to totally control you. Like you're factory farmed chickens or something. but they teach in the colleges it's a wonderland. It's just so crazy. They can't even produce a car. They have 1957 Chevys. The Russians couldn't hardly produce anything under communism. They can build as good as spaceships as the U.S. can, but they can't have cars. The elite doesn't want you to have cars. Obama told Africa, you can't have cars. You can't have air conditioning. They're the total elite. They're filth. They don't want you to be prosperous. I'm sorry I'm ranting. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Phil, then we'll go to Kelly, Jeremy, Amber, Bill, John, and so many others. You're on the air. Phil from Arizona. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. What's going on?
Thank you for joining us. Go ahead.
Hey, so, yeah, I was at the Trump rally yesterday in Fountain Hills, and I got there at about 4 a.m., and I'm waiting in line. There were people there waiting at 2. There were people there that got there at 3. And once we all got in, I didn't know about the protesters until my buddy started texting. And it was completely insane. I go on the drug report. I had no idea that protesters blocking the highway. There weren't many in the crowd. There was about one. I saw one fight go on. This guy got his shirt ripped off.
Well, yeah, I mean, those type of protesters don't get up till noon. So they couldn't get in line. They wouldn't get in line to see something. They would just go around bitching and attack people.
That's what this one guy was telling me. He's like, you know how to get it. You know how to avoid liberal protesters. Just get just hold your event before 9 a.m. They've never gotten up to do anything before.
They never had a job like Bernie Sanders. They just run around saying our money belongs to them because they're big fat punks.
Yeah, and it was out. You know, and honestly, I go to college, so it's really hard. Like I don't tell anyone I'm for Trump because I did once, and I regretted it immediately.
Hey, you ought to have a hidden camera on and show them all freaking out on you. It'd be viral. Listen, don't feel bad when they attack you. These are mentally ill, brainwashed, stunted humans. You're there to help them. But I would, go make your own YouTube. It'll be viral showing them bullying you and all hissing at you. People need to know what you pay to send your college, kids to, because it's to take young adults and turn them into brainwashed zombies. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Kelly in Arizona. Drove through the protest.
Yes, sir. Hi, I'm Kelly Garvin. I drove right outside of the protest yesterday. There were people, not people inside because obviously I was outside of it, but the people outside of it seemed as though the people that were the agitators, like you were saying, they seemed to just want to stand out there and yell and, there's one older woman that insisted, oh, you're only voting for Trump because he paid for his own campaign. And then I was like, exactly, like, what is wrong with that? He's against globalism. And then she also, oh, look, he's not even an established candidate. He's not a politician, she insisted. Excuse me, ma'am, the traffic.
Yeah, they're all about the system. They're all about the system. They associate with it. It's what gives them power. So, oh, my gosh, he isn't a corrupt lawyer. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Oh.
The traffic, we were all stuck in this traffic because they were blockading. And so the people, we were all getting kind of to know each other in the traffic outside of it all because they were blockading all the roads all around. So it was quite...
Well, because there's no free speech. They want to block you from going to your free speech event. No, free speech is they get to have their protest, but they don't encumber other people. But these are totalitarian filth. The dumber someone is, the more they support totalitarianism. And I love how they sit there pointing at Trump and the Liberty Movement as totalitarian when they are flaming totalitarians. Flaming.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Good to hear from you, Kelly. Let's talk to Jeremy in Kansas. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yes, this is a crucial political moment. I'd like to wade into the more problematic aspects of it and how it's related to your work. It's pretty obvious that as this real populism rises in America, that the oligarchs would like to channel it back into their booby-trapped house. So on the left, we have a Bernie Sanders who's basically obviously there to try to get the younger generation to register Democrat, and to be so hopeful that they go and vote for him in the primaries, and then he will deliver them back over to the neocon candidate, Hillary Clinton. On the right, we obviously see Trump as a way of breaking the Republican Party into a conquerable division. We already see the neocons like Kagan and even Bill Kristol and people like George Will this morning stating that they will break to someone other than the Republican candidate, if it's Trump. With Kagan, it's already they say they will vote for Hillary. And so I would like to relate this to your work in the world, because there are sort of key things that I think that you're doing wrong right now. One of them, which has been obvious today, is that you're doing tons of left baiting. We need to figure out how to get really deep and really American in our collaboration across.
I agree, but the so-called leftists are a bunch of fascists who keep pointing their finger at everybody else saying they're fascist, and Trump's got some real problems when it comes to police state stuff, but at the same time, he's against globalism. And I don't think he's a sleeper cell for the establishment. Bernie obviously is, but you're right. They could be basically diverting it back to Trump. I just don't think the system would be hitting the panic button this seriously if they were in control of Trump. I don't think that this is illegitimate panic by them. They are scared to death that he might actually try to be president. It's kind of like Richard Nixon. He was corrupt. He had problems. But he actually tried to be president, so the elite took him out. And I think that's why they hate Trump. I mean, what do you think?
Yes, I do think that they are potentially afraid of him if he were to get in, but he's not meant to get in. And so the other side that shows the what the controlling nature of this moment is has to do with the war on terror and 9/11 and the Zionist architecture of all this. And this has to do with your relationship with Trump. When he started talking about how Muslims were celebrating 9/11, he came on your show. He reasserted that, and you not only sort of failed to remind them that the only people arrested in America for celebrating 9/11 were Israeli spies, but you also then doubled down on that and put forth this canard about Palestinians celebrating it. And the other part of that is that obviously when he talked about that we should be nationalist imperialists if we're going to do wars, and we should grab the oil, or we should grab the resources in Afghanistan, he needs to be called out.
Sure, what he's saying is we're such chumps, we go do these bad wars and then don't even pay ourselves back for it. Listen, he's trying to be naked, he's trying to be brazen, he's trying to have bravado, he knows people want to see confidence. I hear you, those are issues. It's a little more sophisticated than that. There were the Israeli art students jumping up and down on the buildings, the New Jersey police had arrested them. I've even had the cop on that, that called it in and arrested them. And then there were, though, Arab kids saying those buildings won't be there next week. There was celebrations in Palestine. So the Arabs seem to know about it happening. The Israelis seem to know. We know there was Israeli intelligence involved. We know that Western governments, we know NATO was involved. We know criminal elements in all the West, bare minimum, open the door for Saudi Arabia to run the attacks, and then we go blame Iraq. And I'm not some hater of Israel. I'm not some pure supporter of Israel. Israel's been caught doing false flags. That's even been in UPI and Associated Press. They've caught Israel attacking itself before. That's what governments do. But I don't just wade into, just this whole thing. Israel runs the whole show. It's more sophisticated than that. But I'm the guy exposing 9/11. There are things I wanted to raise when Trump was on. The Federal Reserve, would he audit it? Now he says he would. And other issues like that. And the next time he comes on, I will raise some of those issues. But at least he's bringing up the 28 pages. I mean, that is revolutionary in and of itself. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I've got at least 10 more callers on hold and 10 minutes left in broadcast time, so let's try to go to everybody. We're going to Amber, Bill, John, and then right to the others. Amber, calling in from planet Earth, here on the air worldwide.
Yes, hello, Alex. I just want to underscore the love fest that is the Trump phenomena, which Richard Reeves and you had mentioned. And what a wonderful reporter. I really appreciate him as a contributing member to your phenomenal team. Listen, I went and volunteered at a Trump center here in town. I walked in. Everyone in the place on the phones, full of passion, was African-American. They welcomed me and put me on the phones. But
see, the video needs to be shot of that. Because that's what people need to see to break this racist brainwashing from the controlled left.
Right. And speaking of the controlled left, they're, much of what they do is more indicative of rabies than reason, so I can't speak to that. They're unfounded claims of racism and what have you. But as far as where there is some logic, that being their interest in non-GMO and their condemnation of Monsanto, I think that Trump could really win over and harness some of the passion that is not Mr.
I agree. Trump. He should come out and say people have a right to labeling with a libertarian stance. That's a great point, because there are some good people on the left that have, you know, basic issues that are intelligent.
Right, right.
Even Chuck Norris says we should label GMO. He's done the research. It's not a left or right issue. I totally agree.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
Doesn't the left, aren't they happy Trump's bringing up 9/11 and government involvement? I mean, that's huge.
I think it has to be a seed planted somewhere in their mind that maybe they can't discuss openly with their other, you know, potentially rabid comrades. But, you know, when,
sure,
when you go to vote, you're the only one in that booth. And who knows, if it dawns upon them that Bernie cannot get it, perhaps they will think, you know what, this guy does seem.
No, exactly. Good points. Good points. I mean, that's why they're freaking out, trying to do everything they can to get Trump to start attacking the Bernie people, and Hillary's funding folks who dress up as Bernie supporters because they know a lot of them are going to lean towards Trump as a populist movement. The power structure is having a conniption fit over this like I've never seen. That alone means we should back Trump. Thank you. Good point, Amber. Let's talk to Bill in Minnesota. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks. You were talking about modern feminism, so I thought I'd call back in. I called in a year and a half ago and told you my story. You're the only one that would share it. And then you made a YouTube video about it called Modern Feminism, The State is the Man. So I was a stay-at-home dad who found himself with the locks changed. Then I caught my wife having an affair with a Minneapolis cop. You showed me that feminism was the issue. Some of the people in the comments were like, oh, just let them talk. But I really needed to hear what you said. The feminism woke me up to the globalism and all that stuff. So, but while I talked to you, I was under court order to not upload the video. But that video of the incident is on YouTube under the Stick Up Kids show. It's called Wife Caught Cheating with MPLS Cop. So you can check that out. So, but it made me a police activist and so on. And the strangest of, like, fate. My brother was having a mental health issue and shot in the face and killed by the Columbia Heights Police Department. That's not really what I want to get into. What I want to get into is all these people have come out of the woodworks to help me rally and organize and do all this stuff because we've got all these recent deaths. Black Lives Matter is one of them. The lady has been a big help, and she's a nice lady. And
I got to jump here because we're doing, you know, open phones. I got to hurry, but I hear your whole story, and I'm sad that happened. But yeah, feminism is about telling women, you know, do like bad guys you should do. Just leave your husband, do whatever you want, forget your kids. You know, it's all about you. It's all just more selfish garbage. Bill in Minnesota. Bill, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, it's still me again. You just had me. But
I'm sorry. I it was still flashing. Let's go to John in Hollywood. I got to go, Bill. I got to get everybody else. John in Hollywood. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, the most powerful part of the Obama deception was when you exposed all the CFR members in the cabinet that transferred from Bush's presidency to Obama's. And I was wondering if you could really just hammer that home this week sometime and expose all the CFR.
Yes, at the top, the two parties are the same. That's why Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan say they'd rather have Hillary than Trump. Because he's not part of the K Street boys. He's saying he's going to end the lobbying. He's going to actually be president. And that alone has sent these criminals that have hijacked our government into a total cardiac arrest.
Can you please, like, expose everyone that's in the current government this week that has the CFR on their tag?
Absolutely. I mean, what I was pointing out about Obama was, more than any other administration ever, he took basically everybody from the last administration and put them in to run things, except for a few cabinet, you know, token people. And it just shows that at the top now, it is one system, and they've already sold America out. They're already selling American interest out to jockey for their positions in the world government. Good points. Appreciate your call, John. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Omaha, Nebraska. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure to speak to you. Firstly, I just wanted to ask why in the mainstream media are we seeing all of this, who's endorsing Trump, this frenzy about it, but not one single person is mentioning the Louis Farrakhan endorsement?
because that breaks the paradigm where we go out and talk to Farrakhan. He doesn't want a race war. He says he's grown. He says they're against Trump because, you know, he's anti-globalist. He's his own man. And no one covered it. It got millions of views, so we covered it. But because they want the division. They don't want that coming together. People say, oh, I hate Farrakhan or whatever. The point is that it's a really thought-provoking interview where he understands what's happening, and it's a big deal.
And you don't think that Trump maybe should bring that up, or it would damage his campaign if he mentioned that?
Yeah, he knows how dumbed down some of the media and the public are, and then they say, what, Farrakhan supports you? The issue is Trump is actually reaching out to the black community saying, Obama never even visits you or gives speeches. Obama never did anything to move jobs back into your area. I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to visit your neighborhood so much. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to give you a level playing field. And so, again, Trump wants prosperity. He's that type of guy. He doesn't want a bunch of poor people he controls. I appreciate your call. I mean, that's it. He just isn't an anti-human. That's why they hate him so much. Let's go ahead and take a call from Terry in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're on the air. Go ahead. Terry, you on air? All right, let's let Terry go. Let's go ahead and move to Frank. We'll go to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Six. Hey, I called in to talk about the double standard hypocrisy of the mainstream media and their treatment and reaction to Trump talking about the law and our national sovereignty and keeping out people that are coming here breaking the law of the land, coming here illegally. And yet those same people have no problem with Israel's wall keeping out people that were born there.
Well, no, that's true. Israel can have a 50-foot wall, some areas 100 feet, and have checkpoints and all the rest of this stuff. And China can have walls, and Mexico can have one on the southern border, but we can't. It's like, can you believe Americans don't want another 40 million people to get free health care and free babies and everything? Wow, you're such scum. It's pure bullying garbage.
And the Vatican, they can have a wall. And I hope he takes the opportunity tomorrow to, when he speaks with AIPAC, to just let them know and let us know that he's not going to be under the thumb of a foreign lobbyist, you know, one of the most powerful groups in the world.
Well, here's the deal. I think Trump's going to put America first. That's why the system has his dossier. They know that. I'm sure you're going to hear a lot of pro-American Israelis, Affairs Committee rhetoric. I don't think he dislikes Israel. But at the same time, he's not going to put anybody first above American interest, and I think that's why you've generally seen that lobby firmly against Trump. It's all these lobbies come in. America's known as chumps, and that Chinese lobby, Saudi Arabian, Israel lobby, they all just come in, and we're just a big joke. They just think they own us. They just think we're a doormat or a footstool, and, you know, that's all going to change. Sorry, but that's a great point. We'll see what happens with that AIPAC meeting coming up. All right, I want to go to Leslie and Frank, but I'm almost out of time. Let's go to Frank in Florida. Frank, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I just want to make this quick point, looking at this from a chess angle. You see Hillary stealing everything in the Democratic, from all the Democratic delegate votes in front of Bernie.
They love to be robbed. They love it. She's a woman. It's okay if she steals a popular vote. It's all right.
Right, exactly. So say you see Trump get the nomination and Hillary's already being looked at for her email scandal, and the American public, for the most part, is not paying attention to that because it goes on day after day. What happens if you run Trump up against Hillary? She openly steals that in front of everybody. That does.
I was about to say, that's what Buckley thinks, man. People I talk to, we think Hillary's going to steal the general election. And that's not going to go very well. We'll try to start a race war out of that or whatever. But, again, it's a manifestation of populism. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. The empire of lies and collectivism is in trouble. The system of free market, free association, and liberty is rising. Sorry to Leslie and others. We're out of time. I got a lot of calls today, though. Great job to the crew coming in on Sunday. Lord willing, because I don't take this for granted, they want to shut us down. We'll be live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, Infowars.com/show. If you're listening to us on AM and FM, spread the word about the station and spread the word about that link to friends and family so they can listen, get the free podcast and more, Infowars.com/show.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions.
solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.